Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show to listen to the activity that we're talking about today. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Let me ask you, how's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's warm. It's not hot. It's about 85, 90 degrees today. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. And it has no wind blowing anywhere in the city. It's a beautiful place to be. Come and spend your time in Las Vegas. After all, it's the entertainment capital of the world, and we are glad to be here. Well, let's talk sports. We got NFL football this weekend, so let's talk sports. We have the games to be set up to be played this weekend. All right, DJ Papa D, do you have a list of the games that are being played tonight and that will be played this weekend?
I do. Tonight, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Tonight's the Titans are playing the Jaguars. And
the Titans are playing the Jaguars.
Right. And the sports book is giving the Jaguars 1.5 points.
The sports book is giving the Jaguars how many points?
1.5 points.
Giving the Jaguars 1.5 points. All right. Well, I'm going to take the Titans for the win. What's the total points for the game?
Total points, 48.5.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's going to be under 48.5 points. So I'm taking the Titans for the win and under 48 points for the total points for the game. All right. Anybody else playing Thursday night?
Nope, that's it.
That's it for Thursday night? Okay.
Yep.
Let's go to Sunday football. Sunday, who's playing and where are they playing at?
Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And Sportsbook is giving the Bengals 6 points.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
43 points.
43 points. I think the score is going to be over 43 points. I'm thinking that Buffalo is going to win, and they're going to run away with it. let's be playing against the Bengals. Bengals may score a couple of touchdowns, but I think Buffalo is going to run away, and it's going to be more than 48 points. So I'm taking Buffalo with the over.
All right. Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. And the sports book is giving the Dolphins 23 points.
Giving them 23 points? Oh, my God. Well, any sucker would take Miami plus 23 points. But I'm going to take Dallas for the win since they're playing in Dallas. And what's the total points of the game?
47.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Dallas and over. They're going to be more than 48 points. They're going to blow Miami out. So I think Dallas for the win, and it's going to be over total points. If they're getting 23 points, oh, that's incredible. All right, Dallas got to put on a show. All right, next game.
Denver Broncos are playing the Packers in Green Bay, and Sportsbook is giving the Broncos 7.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Packers because they're playing in Green Bay. And I'm going to take the Packers with the over. What's the total point?
43.5.
43, yeah. It'll be more than that. So I'll take the Packers with the win, more than 7, and there'll be more than 43 points. It'll be over. So Packers with the win and the over. All right, next game.
Atlanta Falcons playing the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis. And Falcons plus 1.5 points.
Falcons plus 1.5. All right. Well, I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts over the Falcons. And I'm going to take it on the over. Yeah. What's the total point?
48.
48. Well, I don't know if it'll be 48 points. Maybe I don't want the Falcons. Who are the Falcons playing again?
Indianapolis Colts.
Who are they?
The Colts.
I didn't hear you.
The Colts? Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll take Indy and the under playing Atlanta. It's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to take Indy for the win, and it's going to be under the total points. 48, you say? It'll be under 48 points.
Okay, next up, the Ravens and the Chiefs in Kansas City. Ravens, they're giving the Ravens 5.5 points.
Whoa, that's going to be a good game. I wouldn't normally touch this one, but I'm looking at Baltimore winning this. They're Baltimore plus 5. I'll take Baltimore and the over. It'll be over the total points. What's total points? Be about 50 points?
51.5.
51.5. Yeah, it's going to be over the total points. So I'll take Baltimore Ravens for the win. Okay. Who else?
Oakland Raiders playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And they're giving the Raiders 9.5 points.
Raiders 9 points. And they're playing in Minnesota?
Yep.
Wow. That's going to be a good one, too. Well, I'm going to take the Raiders for the win. And what's the total points? for the game?
43.
43 points. Well, it should be over. It should be over 43 points because each of them should score about 21, 22 points. So that would be more than 43 points. So I'll take the Raiders with the over.
All right. Next up, we have the New York Jets playing the New England Patriots in New England. And they're giving the Jets 22 points.
22 points? I'm going to take New England Patriots for the win, and they're going to be over the total points. What's total points? About 48 points.
43.
Yeah, they're going to win by a boatload. So they're going to beat the spread, and they're going to win by over 43 points. So I take New England Patriots for the win.
All right. Lions versus the Eagles in Philadelphia, and they're giving the Lions 6 points.
Well, the Eagles didn't play good last week, and Detroit played really good last week. So I think I'll take Detroit plus 6. And what's the total points for the game?
45.
45 points. Well, I think if the Lions score 25 points, then the Eagles should score 20 points. So that should be 45 total points. So the total point score is 43?
45.
45, okay. Well, I'm going to go with the over. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions and the over for the win.
All right, next up we have Carol. What's that?
No, I was going to say I don't have much faith in the Eagles. They haven't showed me nothing yet. Okay, go ahead. Who else?
Next up, we have the Carolina Panthers playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Panthers 2.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Cardinals for the win. And what's the total point?
43.
Well, I'll take the Cardinals for the win. And I think the total is going to be under because I don't think the Panthers are going to score a bunch of points. And I think Arizona is really not going to score a whole lot of points. But I'll take Arizona for the win, and it's going to be under the total points.
All right. Next up, we have the Giants and versus the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Giants 6.5 points.
Well, you know, Eli isn't quarterbacking. They benched him, and they're going to let their second-string quarterback play. So I don't really like New York Giants, but I'll take the Giants for the win. And what's the total point?
48.
48. And the Giants are playing who?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
Oh, and Tampa's getting 10 points?
No, they're giving the Giants 6.5 points.
Giving the Giants 6.5 points. Well, I'll take the Giants plus 6. And it's going to be over the total point. Because I think Tampa Bay has a pretty good team. Actually, I think Tampa Bay will win, but I'm giving the Giants a shot because they got 6 points and they got a new quarterback. So he's had a whole week to work on his game. So we'll see if the New York Giants are going to bring their defense. And if their defense plays good, then they can shut Tampa Bay down to about 20 points. So, yeah, I take New York Giants for the win, and it's going to be over the total points.
All right. Next up, we have the Houston Texans versus the L.A. Chargers playing in Los Angeles, and the Texans are given the Texans 3.5 points, and total points is 48.
48 points. Well, I'm going to take the Chargers for the win, and I don't think they're going to let the Texans beat them. So I'm take the Chargers for the win, and it'll probably be under 48 points. You said 48 is the total?
Right.
Yeah, it'll be under 48 points. I think the Chargers are coming off a bad week. So Houston has a pretty good offense and a pretty decent defense. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I think I'll take the Chargers for the win, and it'll be under the total points.
All right. Next up, the Saints are playing the Seahawks in Seattle. I'm giving the Saints 4.5 points, and total points is 45.
And they're playing in Seattle.
In Seattle, right.
I'll take the Seattle Seahawks for the win, and total points, you said, is 43?
45.
Well, I don't know. The Saints got a new quarterback because Drew Brees is out. So I don't know what this quarterback is going to do. This will be his first week playing. But Seattle got Kirk Wilson, and he plays good. So I'll take Seattle for the win, and if the Saints can score a couple of touchdowns, then it'll be over 48 points. So I'll take Seattle for the win and over 48 points.
Okay. Steelers, next up, the Steelers play the 49ers in San Francisco, and we're giving the Steelers 7 points, and total points is 43.
Okay, I'm going to take San Francisco for the win. This is an automatic, because the Steelers don't have a quarterback. They just lost their quarterback. He's out for the season. So the Steelers don't have a quarterback. And I'll take the San Francisco 49ers for the win. And it should be a blowout. They should blow the Steelers out. So it's going to be over the total point.
All right. Next up, the Rams play the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. And they're giving the Browns 3 points.
The Rams are playing the Browns, and they're playing in Cleveland, and the Rams are giving the Browns 3 points?
Right.
Impossible. I'm going to take the Rams for the win. and they're going to blow the Browns out. So what's the total points? 43 points?
47.
47. I would like to say that the Rams are going to run away with this, but the Rams haven't been scoring a lot of points. And if the Browns can score 20 points, I'll be happy. So I'm going to give the Rams the win, and it's going to be under 43 points, under 45 points. Did you say, what would you
47.
Say the total points was? 47. Yeah, it's going to be under 47 points. So I give the Rams the win, and it's going to be under 47 points.
Okay. And last but not least, on Monday night, Chicago Bears are playing the Washington Redskins in Washington, D.C., and we're giving the Redskins 4 points.
And the total points for the game?
41.
41. Well, it's going to be over. It's going to be over the total points. And it's the Redskins are playing who? They're playing the Saints?
The Bears.
The Bears. Oh, the Bears got a good defense. They can shut the Redskins down. The Redskins got a decent offense. So they'll score some points. And he said 41 is the total points. It'll be
right.
Over. It'll be over 41 points. Now I got to think of who I think is going to win. I think, well, it's Monday night, so maybe the Bears will win. I'll pick the Bears to beat the Redskins on Monday Night Football. And they'll be more than 41 points. So it'll be the Bears and the over for Monday night.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's NFL picks.
All right. Well, you've heard it. G-Money made his pick. So check your scoreboards and see what you can do, because G-Money has put his money on the line, and we'll see if he's a winner come Monday night or come Tuesday afternoon. We'll see if he's winning. So, DJ Papa D, back to the radio show. Play some music, drop some comedy spots, drop some commercials, and we'll be back for more of this show. Talk to you in a minute. And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they look like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
guns, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. I've been there, I've done that. You got guns, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. No question, it's all about the DOE. So if money is the root, I want the whole damn tree. Ain't trying to stick around for Illuminati. Got to buy my own island by the year 2G. Since way back, I've been collecting my fee with the 48 tracks in the MIC. Got a palace in the hills overlooking the sea. It's worth 8, but I only paid 5.3. Worldwide, like the triple beam I slide. Listening to your demo in the stretch limo. It's how I ride, cartel style, boss act to the max now. $1 million smile, niggas wonder how. Dre day every day, trips to Montego Bay with more chips than Rito-Lay. Floss jewels and attire, ain't nothing flyer. Straight or illegal, it's still the root of all evil. Cause I've been there, and done that. Yo, you got guns, hey yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth, huh? I've been there, and done that. You got guns, hey yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. Young black Rockefeller, hella Swiss and mozzarella, pocket sweller, getting money like a bank teller. Cause a fool and his dough soon split, so when you come across a fool, get all that you can get. Ladies, get your paper too. Don't expect for no man to support you. Keep it true, cause most niggas are race hoes, that's out for the pesos. My woman's independent, making dough by the caseloads. I'ma keep building, make a killing, get back, relax, and grow old with my millions. That's where it's at. You got drama, I got the gat, but we both black, so I don't wanna lay you flat. Instead, let's get paper while it's paper to get. Private jet, 600 coupes that I run best. I'm living on another level that y'all ain't been yet. Spend a meal, no sweat, water the lawn with no wet. Been there, done that. Yo, you got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there, and done that. Yo, you got guns, well then I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. This is for the millionaires. Throw a stack in the air and watch niggas start plotting. Bitches start to stare, cause game is money and money is game. And broke niggas make the 4-5 flame with no shame. Now many people die over these dead green guys. Ignorance and greed take the ass by surprise. It's the root of all evil and sins. Yet and still it makes the world go around like my 20-inch rims. Moolah, y'all. Platinum plaques cover my walls. Grinded diamond shining without one flaw. Get the cash, the grass, the ass, and bounce. Luciano in all amounts. That's all that counts, cause I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns, but then I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. You got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. That's right. All these people out here talking about who they are, what they got, it don't even matter. Been there, done that. As long as you're true to yourself, gotta be true to yourself. I was always told, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Yeah, that's right. The aftermath, beating up on your eardrum. Gotta say what's up to King T and my man National, they up in here. Gotta say what's up to Chris the Glove, G-L-O-V-E. Yeah, that's how it goes down. Yeah, this is how we coming. Yeah, this is how we coming, y'all. You know what, I've been there and done that. You got guns, yo, I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close. to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about. But they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Thank you.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we have going down. Now, I want to make an announcement. I'm running for president in 2020. That's right. I'm running as an independent candidate. I run against Donald Trump. I got to sit him down. I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order. So vote for G Money for president in 2020 and send all your money to my website, G Money for president in 2020. Your campaign will help my, your donations will help my campaign fund. It'll help me with my radio commercial and my TV commercial. Yes, I will be on everybody's mind in November of 2020 when I run for president. I'll be the first blind president. Yes, I will be the first man that you think about when you think about your taxes and you think about your health care. I will be the one that has set everything in motion. So vote for G Money for president in 2020. All right, DJ Papa D, back to the radio show. And I'll talk with you in a minute. So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food. And you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
The house a little something like this. Whoa, whoa.
This is a story about an old-time vet.
and I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking." My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Okay. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it was very interesting. We had a lot of good music, we had some good comedy clips, and we have some excellent commercials. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty,
for helping promote the radio show. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, for playing the music, the songs, and helping us with our NFL picks. So until tomorrow's Friday, our show is dedicated to solving the homeless situation in Las Vegas and other cities across the country and around the world. So until tomorrow, I'm going to say, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Bye. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.